1:4. We'll remember with wine the love that you had. Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rabbi Yehuda, "It is written, remember the Sabbath day to make it holy. We have learned that this means remember it over wine during the Kiddush ceremony on Friday night. But why over wine? Since holiness is a function of Chachma, why is Kiddush recited over wine, which is Bina?" Rabbi Yehuda replied, "Because wine is the joy of Torah. Bina causes Ze'er Anpin to rejoice in the illumination that she elicits. When the lower emotional sphirot receive illumination from the higher intellectual sphirot, they enter into a state of joyfulness, as in the verse, the mother, Bina, of children, Ze'er Anpin, causes them joy. This is therefore a function of Bina rather than Chachma, and the wine of Torah, true understanding, also a function of Bina, brings joy to all the worlds. This wine gives joy to the king, wine that delights God and man, and adorns him with his crowns. Bina crowns Ze'er Anpin with transcendent intellect faculties it does not possess on its own. As it is written, go out and see, daughters of Zion, King Solomon with the crown that his mother, Bina, has crowned him. And we have learned, in all of his actions, a person must have the intention, kavana, to unify the spherot above, so that his actions will elicit illumination from the higher spherot, for holiness, chachma, is not manifested other than through wine, bina. This is the meaning of the verse, for your love is made even better through wine. God's holiness and love, manifested in chachma, is drawn down to us through wine, bina. That is why the verse states, with wine, and why the Sabbath is sanctified with wine. 1:5. Dark I am, but comely. Dark signifies a dull-looking glass, the level of prophecy stemming from Malchut, attained by prophets other than Moses. Their prophecy is called dark or dull since they experience prophecy as a vision or heard a voice as in a dream. Moses' prophecy, however, was clear and direct, stemming from Tiferet, the luminous looking glass. As in the verse, mouth to mouth, I speak to him in a clear vision and not in riddles. Rabbi Yehuda said, this refers to Knesset Yisrael, the collective soul of the Jewish people, who are dark from the exile, but beautiful, for she is beautified with Torah and mitzvot and good deeds. 1:5. Like the tents of Kedar and like the drapes of he to whom peace belongs. Although they have become dark as the tents of Kedar, the descendants of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, through being in exile, their deeds are like the drapes of he to whom peace belongs. Their deeds are like the very heavens in purity. As it is written, he spreads out the heavens like a curtain. 1:6. You cannot see me, so dark I've become. Although the simple meaning of the verse is, do not gaze upon me, Rabbi Yehuda began his explanation thus, you cannot see me, so dark I've become. We've learned this verse in the following way. When the moon, Malchut, becomes obscured during the exile, she says, you cannot see me. The intention is not that she commands us not to look at her, which is the way the verse is usually understood, but rather that when the Malchut sees the longing that the Jewish people have to see her light, she declares, you cannot see me, for it is not possible to see me. Why not? Because so dark I've become. 1:6. So dark I've become. My mother's children wither before me. Why so dark? Would it not have been enough for the verse to say simply, dark I've become? However, this is to emphasize that there are two causes of darkness. One, I've been blackened because of the sun. For the sun, Ze'er Anpin, has ceased to illuminate and gaze upon me, the moon, Malchut. Although the classical commentaries explain, I've been burnt black by the sun, the Zohar understands that Malchut's darkness is caused by the lack of illumination from the sun. Ze'er Anpin that illuminates Malchut. The second cause of my darkness is that my mother's children, Bina, when it produces a state of immature intellectual development called mochen dikatnot, literally small-mindedness, which derives from the severity of Bina, and therefore they wither before me, michurabi. As it states, my throat was parched, michar grown. The words michurabi indicate that the severities of Bina have caused the stream of light that should be flowing to Malchut to dry up. Accordingly, Malchut has become dark, for like the moon, it has no light of its own. 1:6. They set me to guard their vineyard, but my own I did not oversee. They, the nations of the world, set me, the Jewish people, to guard their vineyard. For what reason? Because I did not oversee my own vineyard. We did not guard our spiritual inheritance that was received from our forefathers. Elsewhere, the Zohar interprets this verse as a statement uttered by God. They set me, specifically godliness manifested in Ze'er Anpin, to guard their vineyard, to become clothed in the level of impurity called Kaliput Noga, which contains only a minuscule amount of light, so that I now nourish the spiritual roots of the 70 nations, vineyards. And the reason for this is I did not guard my own vineyard. I did not prevent the Jewish people from sinning or cause them to repent and return to the ways of the Torah. In alternative explanation, the nations of the world dragged the Jewish people into exile so that God would guard their vineyards, the vineyards of the nations, for the sake of the Jewish people, since God goes with the Jewish people into exile, so to speak.